as we just consider God's faithfulness, I thought again how every camp season is a testimony that God is faithful. And this period, fourth period of 2012, is a testimony that God is faithful. Back in June, there was very little staff for this period, and someone said to me, well, maybe we shouldn't have the children's camp for fourth period. And I won't say that it was taken really seriously, but it seemed that way, that it was there was no one. No head counselor, no counselors, and other key positions. But God is faithful. And so tonight, you are an answer to prayer, and you are a testimony that this is God's camp, and that God takes care of His work. And so I'm so thankful that I can be a part of Pilgrim Camp, and what God is doing here in these days, and what God will do. Are we expecting great things from Him? Are we expecting great things from Him? Oh, Jesus. Maybe we just all just should stand and sing this last verse, and then just let's just worship the Lord and just thank Him. Our hearts ought to overflow with praises to our God. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is your faithfulness. So let's just lift our voices, lift our hearts to our God tonight and sing this right to Him.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Come to him believing, hearken to his call. All from him receiving, yield to him your all. Jesus will accept you when to him you flee. He will grant his blessings more abundantly. More abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life. And more abundantly, more abundantly, more abundantly, that they might have life and more abundantly. More abundantly, as I was preparing for our time here at camp, I was going through some boxes that somehow have survived the years, and some of the the Pilgrim Camp lessons I had as a child, 1973, a workbook from the village, and it's a box full of memories. And but I found something in there from a camp staff meeting in March of 1997, the meeting that we have back in the city before we come to camp. Again, it was in March, the first meeting, and it was a message that came in tongues and interpretation. And I believe it's God's desire today as much as it was in March of 1997. It says, "It is my desire that all of my children be filled with my Spirit. For that is the way I come to you. I come to dwell within you. I come to do my will in you. I come to enable you. And so I am waiting for you to come in faith and to just open your heart wide and allow me to cleanse you and purify and take out those things that hinder and take possession of you as I desire to, and as you find it in my word." And that's the invitation that goes out. It's my desire, God says, that each one of you is filled with my Spirit. And he wants to cleanse us, and he's been doing that and purifying us, making us vessels that he can use, vessels that he can fill with his Spirit. And so we just want to do that again tonight. Just open our hearts wide. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, fill us. Oh, fill us with your Holy Spirit, dear Lord. Fill us afresh, dear God, tonight. Oh, that you would have your way, Lord. Oh, Jesus, our hearts are open to you tonight, Lord. Oh, more abundantly, Lord, more abundantly, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 won't you come, dear God? Jesus. Oh, we desire you, Jesus, to reign as King, dear Lord, to have your way, dear Lord. Breathe on me. Sing that verse. What does the blood say? It says it's the speaking blood. What does it say?
Forgive him.
He's such a good man. Always has the right answer. Yes. The blood of Abel said vengeance. But the blood of Christ speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. It says, forgive. Father, forgive them. And he's entered into heaven itself to stand on your behalf and plead your cause. And that's what we celebrate tonight. That Jesus paid the price for me, and his blood says, forgive them. Don't let that ransom sinner die. I shed my precious blood to redeem them and to make them my very own. And so my thankful heart replies, yes, Lord, cleanse me. Cleanse me tonight. Cleanse me deeply. Let that blood be applied to every part of me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your precious blood that was shed for me. I'm maybe getting a little bit ahead of myself, but when we take that cup, it says we show forth, we proclaim the Lord's death. And we take it and we say, it's for me. It's for me that Jesus died. It's for me. And now verse 3 says, I rise. I rise to walk in heaven's own light. Jesus made that possible. One song we sing that I, a child of hell, can in his image shine. That's the transformation that takes place. And now I have that grace and the power to walk above the world in sin, with heart made pure and garments white, and Christ enthroned within. What a precious song this is. Verse 3.
I rise to walk in heaven's light.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but lost. forbid it, Lord, that I should vote, save in the death of Christ my Lord.
Where I first saw the light and the burden of